Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchelam. We're now in Masachet Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Tet Amud Bet, in the near, about one third of the way down on the Amud, taking a look at the statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Tavach Uman Shekilkel, continuing to discuss the issue of an artisan who fouls up the work. So if you have a Shochet, who's an expert and he messes up, Chayav L'Shalim, he has to pay. Maziku Posheyahu, Nasaka Omer lo shchot lemikan or shchot lemikan v'shachat lemikan. Shmuel seems to lay it on with a bit of overkill, saying he's a mazik, he's a poshea, he's negligent, and it's as if you told him to shacht on one side, he shachted on the other side. I mean, he really did not do what you asked him to do. Now, lama lo the meimer maziku poshehu. Why does he have to add those two things in? The answer is yemer maziku avemena hanimili hechad kavid bischar. Mazik, I would think, is only true if you're paying him. If he's doing you a favor, then not. The answer is that he's also negligent. So, there's a challenge. If you gave an animal to a tabach and he made it an avela, so uman patur hediot chayav. If he is an expert, then he's patur. But if he's an amateur, then he's chayav. But if you pay him, then he's chayav in either case. So why do you say that an uman is chayav even without sachar? Marle la'akir mochach, you're trying to mess me up. Ata, we'll hear what he means by that. Ata marabaran kamotivle, another student came and gave the same challenge. Marle hash deshaklat mai deshakl chavrach. I'm going to give you, or basically you're going to take what your friend took. In other words, the same challenge that Rav Chaim Bar Guria got, I'm going to give you the same answer. Kamina lehu'ana Rav Meir. I'm telling you Rav Meir, v'kamito li Rabbanan. Aren't you paying attention? I'm giving you Rav Meir's approach, and you're answering me with a quote from Rabbanan. Amailo daikat mila, why aren't you paying attention? Why aren't you being careful with the words? And I'll explain. Shani omer, maziku poshehu kenosaku malo shchot lemikan v'shachat lemikan. Why do you think I added all those extra phrases into the statement, if not to tell you that I'm appropriating Rameer's opinion. Now, man idlei haisvar, who is it who says that level of negligence you're liable for? Rameer. Damar mi boy le mir me anafshe. A person has to watch himself more carefully. All right, so I was representing Rameer's opinion, saying if the fellow did it, he's a mazik, he's a poshea, why am I laying on so thick to let you know that I'm taking Rameer's position? Now, question is, what did Shmuel mean? Hey, Rav Meir, which statement of Rav Meir tells us that? Ilema Rav Meir did non kashro ba'alav mosera. This we had earlier in Hakones. If the owner ties up the animal with a chain, v'nalvafanav karaui, and he locked in properly, we had the three of machloket, Rav Meir and Chachamim and Rabbi Huda, about what's the level of chiyuv. V'yatzavizik ben tam ben muad chayav, Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, chayav, even if it's tam, if it's a muad. So that seems to say, Rameir says, you have a higher level of liability or responsibility to guard against negligence. The answer is no. Hatam mekray pligi. That machlokot Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda is about psukim, about yishmerenu, v'shamur huza, etc. That's not about a general approach to shmirat, about general shmirat. Elahar Rav Meir, it must be this statement of Rav Meir. Non, tzbalo adom tzvao shachor, shachor tzvao adom. The next mishnah that says, if you give a dyer wool to dye one color, he dyes the wrong color, Meir men oten lo dmei tzimro. Rav Meir says that the dyer has to pay back for the wool. So you see, he has to be careful. No, the answer is, hatam biadayim klaomine. No, there he actually did the damage with his hands. Elahar Rav Meir, if a fellow broke a jug in public and didn't move it, his animal fell and didn't pick it up. Rav Meir Omer, Chayav ben Izkan. He's Chayav for any damage they cause. Chayim say it's one of those things where you have moral culpability but not legal liability. But we end up saying that the machloket there is really about whether the guy who falls over them is considered a poshea. And Rameir says he is. You got to watch where you're going. So you see that Rameir holds that position. So therefore Shmuel is saying, therefore the tabach who messed it up is chayav, according to Rameir. Rav Rachana Mar Rabbi Yochanan. Tabach uman shekilkel chayav va'afilu uman ketivchei tzipori. Rabbi Yochanan says, seeming to say the same thing, that if an expert messes up the shechita, he's chayav, even if he's a super expert. Umeir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, since when did Rabbi Yochanan say that? If Amar Rabbi Brachana uvda have kamed Rabbi Yochanan, there was a story that happened with Rabbi Yochanan, Mechnishta de Ma'on, in that place, a place that's mentioned Kishta Ramon several times in stories of Rabbi Yochanan. Vamar le zil aiti rai de mamchit le tarigolim vaftarach. Show me that you're an expert about shechting tarigolim, and then I'll say you're potter, which means that an uman, if he's really an expert, is potter because, you know, he has many, many things. Occasionally a mistake will happen. Lo kasha, kan bechinam, kan besachar. The answer is, if you're paying him, then he's chayav. If not, then he's patur. Can Rabbi Zera, it says, yitchayev lo tabach. Rabbi Zera had a little kind of advice. If you want to make sure that tabach will owe you money, yakdim lo dinar, pay him first, and then he'll be doing besachar, and then if he messes up, he's chayav. Meitave, hamolichitim litchon, velo litatan, viasan subinomor san. Let's say you bring, this is a challenge. If you bring wheat to mill, and the fellow turned them into bran instead. If you gave flour to a baker and turned it into poor bread or not fully baked bread, or you brought an animal to a shochet and he made it in a vela, chayav, because he's like someone who's a hireling. So it sounds like even if for free he's chayav. So, em neshu no seschar. Read it differently, not because he's like a hireling. He is a hireling, and it's only in a case where you're paying him. And that accords perfectly with the resolution of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, ahuma grumta da atoy lekame derav. There was a case of an animal that was nishchat in a way, particular way, that is a machloket, Rabbi Yosef Yehudan Rabbanan, about whether it's a nevela. When it was brought to Rav, tarfei. Rav said, it's treif, you can't eat it. Upatre the tabach milishlume domi. But he also exempted the shochet from paying. Pagubi Rav Kahana Rav Asi Bahu Gavra. So Rav Kahana Rav Asi, the students of Rav, met the fellow who lost on this, the guy whose animal it was. I'm really Avid Bach Rav Tarte. Rav dealt with you twice, as it were. Now, my Tarte, what two are they talking about? Either Matarte the Griuta, meaning that he dealt you two bad blows. Dibar Lach Shurik Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda. Because, first of all, he should have said the animal was kosher, like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's opinion. V'tarfek Rabbanan, but instead he tarfened it. He said that it was treif, like the Rabbanan. V'namik Rabbanan, even if like Rabbanan, then he should have at least made the shochet pay you. So he hurt you twice. U'mishar l'memorki ha'yigavna, since when are you allowed to say something like that? V'atanya k'shi yetze, when you leave the Beit Din, after you remember the Beit Din and you voted, you don't go up to the Baldin and say, I voted for you, but they voted against you. What can I do? I was in the minority. A person who walks around gossiping and tells secrets. That's inappropriate. So why would they tell this guy, you know, Rav really should have passed him differently? That's a terrible thing to say. Really what they were saying was, Rav did you two favors. He didn't allow you to eat something that's Sufik Yisur. Umanachni Sufik Zela, and he kept you from Sufik Zela, because if the Shochet really was correct and checked it properly, he shouldn't pay you. Okay, Itmar, now that we're making the guy feel good and telling him that really Rav saved you twice. Itmar, Hamar Ed Dinar L'Shochan Yimin Tzara. If you show a coin, so this is again the same thing with using experts. If you show a coin to a money lender, a money changer, and he says it's good, and then it turns out to be a bad coin, it won't be accepted. Tanichada uman patur hadyot chayav. One version is that if he's an expert money changer, he's patur, but a regular guy is chayav. Tanirach ben uman ben hadyot chayav. That either way you're chayav. So papa kitanya uman patur kengon dinchu v'isur. When do we say an uman patur? Those are the super experts. Why do those tzrichel being merklal? They never have to review their stuff. Maito, if that's the case, then why did they make a mistake? If the guy's such an expert, they never have to review, why did he make a mistake? Tau basichta chadta, because there may have been like a new minting that went on. Taishata nafik tute sichta, that was just come out fresh, and because it was so fresh, they hadn't yet gotten accustomed to it, so they made that mistake. Alright, now here's a story. Hahi itata da achzia dinar ala Rabbi Chia. A woman showed a dinar to Rabbi Chia. Amar l'mal Yehu, he said it looks like a good coin. I tried to spend it. People said it's not a good coin. She came to Rav Chia and said, basically, I had a coin that I bought because you said it was good, and now it's no good. So Rav Chia told his nephew Rav, Zil Chalfe Niela, go give her another coin. Write on my pinkas, this is a bad business. Don't, this is a mistake. I should have been more careful. No, Maishna Dinchu V'Yisru the Pitiri. So how come those experts, Dinchu V'Yisru, we say are Pater, Mishum de Latzrich and Mimar, because they're so good they don't have to keep studying. So in a case like this, they're Pater. Rav Chia Nami Lav L'Mimar Kaboy. Rav Chia also doesn't have to review. The answer is Reb Chiya really didn't have to pay her. Reb Chiya lefi mishurat hadin hu David. He was trying to go beyond the letter of the law. Ketana Rav Yosef, odatal lahem et haderach. This is Yitro's advice to Moshe. You shall show them the path. What does that mean? Odatal lahem ze beit chayim. That's study. Et haderach. What's that? Zugvinut chasadim. That's the way to behave. Yelchu. We're taking part the pasuk. That's Bikur Cholim. Ba zukvuran. It's all the chesed. Et ha-maaseh ze hadin. Asher yasu. What they should really do is zulifinishat hadin. Here's what you, what the letter of the law stipulates, but what you really should do is beyond the letter of the law. Rish Lakish achri le dinar le Rabbi Lazar. He showed a dinar to Rabbi Lazar. Amar Malyahu. Rabbi Lazar said it's a good coin. Amar lechazi dalach kasamich samchina. He said, Rabbi Lazar, you see that I'm relying on you. Amar lekisamachat alai ma'ila memra. So what? Mishtakach bisha ba'ina lachlufe lach. What? That if it turns out to be bad, I have to replace it? So how did Amar Rabbi Meir who did doin din degarmi? You, Rish Lakish, are the one who said it's Rabbi Meir who has dina degarmi, and it would be dina degarmi if you would say to me that I'm chayav to pay you because you base yourself on my expertise. So my lover Meir velosfir lan kavate, weren't you saying Rish Lakish that it's Rabbi Meir who does dina degarmi, but we don't accept it? Amar lelo, Rish Lakish said no. Rabbi Meir velosfir lan kavate. Rabbi Meir is the one of dina degarmi, and we do accept it. Now, hey, Rabbi Meir, how do we know that Rabbi Meir says dina degarmi? If a dayan messed up the din, the din is a din, and he has to pay the loser out of his own pocket, the judge does. That's talking about a case where the judge actually took the money and handed it over, or took the sheretz and was metame the thing. Allah Rav Meir. It must be this, so that doesn't prove anything. That's not dina de garmit. Non litzbo'alo, don't tzvo'o shachor, shachor tzvo'o dom, remeir omer noten lo tzmeit simro. And are the mishta coming up, where the dyer did the wrong color, he has to pay him for the wool. So hatam kavid biyadayim. What are you talking about? There he actually did it with his hands. That's not dina de garmit. Alha remeir non hamasachech kafno agabe tzvo'ato shal chavro is a kidesh v'chayav. If you take your arbor and you stretch the grapes on over the wheat field of another fellow, it creates kilayim, and therefore you're chayav to pay him for it. So hatam nami kavir yadam, yet you also did with your hands. It's still not garmi. Allaha Rameir. Must be this statement of Rameir. Detanya, mechitzat hakerem shenifritza. If you have a wall next to a vineyard that fell down, omer lo gedor, and the neighbor says, put it up. Nifritza, omer lo gedor. It falls down again, you have to tell him, put it up. Yeshman of lo gedoraf, the guy gave up and said, I'm not rebuilding my fence. Harez kidesh v'chayav v'achariyuto. Then we have kilayim. Between the wheat on one side and the grapes on the other, if they depending on proximity, and the fellow whose fence it is now has to pay. So you see that, and this is Rameir states it, that this is this evidently a bright associated with Rameir, and you see that he's chayav to pay him for something that was caused by his inaction, which is his refusal to, or his giving up, and not rebuilding the fence. Okay, we'll stop at this point. We'll pick up at the Mishnah Daf Kuf Amud Bet in the next podcast. Mirtz Hashem, everybody should have, in the meantime, a wonderful day.